Okay, go through the sugi now. We began 2 weeks ago. Nishpach adam al ritzpa v'asofoi. Chafei amral of the Mishnah. If the blood spilled out from the neck of the animal on the floor, v'asofoi, it's possible. You're not allowed to use it for zrike. So as we discussed 2 weeks ago, there are two ways to learn the psul. One way to learn is that that's a psul in the Kabbalah, which means the halacha is the Kabbalah has to be directly from the neck of the animal. And if there's an interference, you're missing in the avoid of the Kabbalah. And the other way to learn is that the blood is psul. It's not that Kabbalah has to be directly from the neck. It's not a chsorin in the avoid of the Kabbalah. But rather, the blood became psul. The blood came into contact with the floor, became possible. In fact, Rav Aaron Leib, Shlita, has a question if the blood spills and you catch it right before it drops, but it's within Gimel Tfochin. So in many areas of Shas, if something is within Gimel Tfochin, it's already considered that it landed. So he has a debate in the Eilas HaShachar whether the blood, the fact that it reached within three tefachim, that would go and make it possible. Like Lovat, right. Same thing that we find by Lovat. You want to keep it up, but so what? Hagbah also you want to keep it up, but halach is if it's within three tefachim, passes the hagbah. So it doesn't go by your intention. So he says here, Yesh la'ayin b'nishpach adam ad somuch l'karka b'pochus m'gimul tfachim v'chosev v'kolte b'kli shores imchoshev k'nishpach al haritzpo u'posim ulai l'gabi zeh lo yamin entzich gimul l'karka reyu k'karka. And he broadens the shayla, but he's not poishit the shayla. But it could be it's totally in this shayla that we're discussing right now. What's the halacha of nishpach, is it a problem in the Kabbalah? So that's the problem. Well, it's not a problem in the Kabbalah itself. The problem is that the blood, once the blood spills on the floor, it becomes pasul. So now you're basically gathering pasul blood. So the problem is, not that you didn't do Kabbalah. Kabbalah is the fact that the blood is gathered in the klisharis. It's not the act of catching the blood. You know what I mean? This, by the way, is a broad shayla in Shas. We spoke about this by Lakicha. By the Dalad Minim, there's such a shayla. Shor HaOlam remembers way back. We discussed this. Whenever the Torah says V'lokach, is the Torah talking about the status or the action? The Rav Eliashiv has a whole piece, if somebody picks up a lulav and esrog before Alois HaShachar and continues to hold it after Alois HaShachar, is he Mekayim the Mitzvah? So it depends how you learn lekachtem. Is lekachtem the taking of it, the action of taking, in which case it's possible, because the action of your lekicha was done before Lais HaShachar, so you'd have to put it down and pick it up again, or it's the status of holding it. And then Rav Eliashiv applies this to a shayla, Rachmana Litzlan, somebody who's partially paralyzed, and doesn't have the ability to pick something up, but you could give it to them, and they could hold it. So he deals with the shaila whether a person can make a bracha on Atilas Lulav. Going back to the same question, what's the definition of lakicha? Is it the active part of it or the passive, the nifal of it? So over here we have a similar shaila. Is the problem the fact that you're not doing a Maisa Kabbalah? Because a Maisa Kabbalah has to be from the par and it's felt in Kabbalah. Or the problem is, so there's a mechanical problem. You can't put the blood back into the neck. So mele, there's no place to do Kabbalah anymore from. Or is the blood pasul? Is that the problem, that the blood became pasul?
Why would the blood be pasul? What
when the Torah said, that you can't take blood from the floor, the Torah was megala, that the blood... We're about to learn it. We're about to learn. It says v'loy midam haritzpa. V'loy midam haritzpa. So let's go through the drasha. Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says that this is by the kohen haMashiach. V'loch haKohen haMashiach midam apar. This is the chatas haMashiach. Take the blood of the par. We learn out from there also midam hanefesh, that it has to be from the dam hanefesh, and meaning the blood that comes out with the nefesh, and therefore we learn out v'loy midam ha'or, and not from the blood of the skin. V'loy midam ha'tamtzus, and not from the blood that comes out after the dam hanefesh comes out, the blood that trickles out afterwards. So these are all miyutim. Here also the tazes akasha that you shouldn't need a miyut for dam ha'or. He says like this: Kivon she'ene dam hanefesh, lo malon lamay dam ha'or v'dam atamtzes. Some of our bekrisus, the moed Rabbi Yehuda afal gav de l'didei gam dam atamtzes nechshav dam v'chayev olav kores mikomokim rak dam hanefesh mechaper. We know that only dam hanefesh could be mechaper, right? So if only dam hanefesh could be mechaper, so of course you're not makabel from the dam of the or and the dam atamtzes. Fim kein dam or va dam atamtzes b'lav ocheini mechaper. Mishum se'en ze dam hanefesh. So the Taurus HaKodesh says, you're right. We don't need the pasuk to be memayet that you can't use dam atamtzes or dam or as a kapora, because that you definitely need dam hanefesh. But he says, it's very difficult. Very difficult. Means we already know that only dam hanefesh is mechaper. That we know. So why would you be mechabel this blood? What do I need a miyut that you're not mechabel this blood? You can't do zrika with it anyway. The kabbalah is a hechsher zrika. Can't do zrikut anyway. So Taurus HaKodesh is saying, I would think you mekabel it. And then in Echlami, you pour down the mizbeach with the shirayim. You know, the leftover blood that you pour down the mizbeach, which you're not using for kapora, you would pour down also the dama tamtzis and the dama or. In other words, there would be a din kabbalah, even though you're nothing really you could do halachically with the blood, which is stama strange. That's the havamina of the Gemara. And that's what, it's not just the havamina. That's what we need the Torah to tell me not to do. So Avraham Leib himself says it's very difficult to learn that way. That there's a miyut hakrah not to be makabel blood, which the Torah already disqualified. The shirayim, we understand. The shirayim is leftover blood that was roi for zrika. It really got niskadish for zrika. Technically, that blood is kedusha gemura like the rest of the blood. And now it's leftover. So now there's a din, and that's the way the Torah reads. The leftover blood that was niskadish for the purpose of zrika gets poured down the mizbeach. Here, this blood that the Torah already disqualified from kapara, ki adamu banefesh yichaper. So we have a separate pasuk that tells me that only dam hanefesh is royal kapara. So frek the Taurus HaKodesh, why do I need a miut not to be mekabel that blood? So he says, well, it's enechanami. All it means is you'd be mekabel the blood and then pour down the mizbeach afterwards like you do with the shirai. So again, it's very difficult to have a meaning that I need a drosha to tell me not to be mekabel blood, which the Torah already disqualified. L'chari, that blood is no different than being mekabel anything that's coming out of the animal. Roik. Do I need a pasuk to say that if the animal has roik coming out, saliva coming out at the time of the shechita, you're not mekabel the saliva? So because it happens to be coming out of the neck? It's very, very strange. So we'll see. We'll get back to this as well. You have to be makabel. Here's the critical part. You have to be makabel directly from the neck, from the par, and not from the ritzpah. So basically, we're learning midama par. It's almost as though the Torah said mi par instead of saying midama par. It's like the Torah said mehapar yekablenu. So we're putting the mem instead of by the dam, we're putting the mem by the par. May hapar yikabel adam. That's the way we're reading the pasuk. Not may adam. It's may hapar yikabel adam. So the Gemara explains why are we doing that. Says the Gemara, yisal kadaitach midam hapar. What would be the other solution? You're going to read it the way it reads. Kipshutoi. Midam hapar, from the blood. That would mean you don't have to be makabel all the blood. Kidichsiv midam afilu mikzaz dam. For Omar Rav, Hashoich Yitzorach Sheikabel is called Omar Yishalpar. So you can't read the Midam Kipshutoi. If you're going to read the Midam the way it's written, the way it would read, is you should be Makabel from the blood, not all the blood. Yeah. So that, it can't be that, because Torach Sheikabel Kol Adam. Which, by the way, this Gemara makes the Taras HaKodesh's question even stronger. Because why didn't the Gemara say that read it Kipshutoi? And mi dama par means you don't have to be makabel the dama tamtus and the dama all. There is this pasuk that says, "Omar Rava shoych etzorch shekabel is kol dama yishalpar." Shenemar ves kol dama par yishpoich. Right. So al korchoch, you have to be makabel all the blood. Right. So what do you mean? Maybe the pasuk is coming to say mi dama par, and not the blood of the skin and not the blood of the tamtus. The teretz is, l'chayra, the only teretz they have here is, that I don't need a pasuk to tell me. That's memela, not the dam hapar. Because that's not dam hanefesh. So once the Torah disqualified dam, which is not dam hanefesh, so I don't need, because otherwise the Gemara could have said, kipshut, the Gemara says we're forced. We can't learn that the mem is going on the dam. It has to be going me hapar. So we sort of, we're goyring v'dorashin. We pull the mem out of where it is, and we read it for lokach dam me apar instead of midam apar. The Gemara says, "What's forcing you to do that?" He says, "Well, you have no choice because you can't learn kipshutai because kipshutai would mean you don't have to take all the blood." But that's not the truth. You don't have to take all the blood. The dama tamtis and the dama all you taka don't have to take. So maybe that's what the Torah is coming to tell you. You know what I mean? Maybe that's where the Torah is coming from. The Torah is that. It's not a Havamina. But yet the Taras HaKadosh is saying it is a Havamina because that's why we needed the other Pasuk to say, V'loi midam ma'or, V'loi midam ma'tamtzis. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Elo midam ha'par, dam me'ha'par yekablanu. That's the way you have to read the words. K'sova goyrim, you could take a letter out of one word, Moisif and V'doshim, and put it into another word. So basically, you're taking that mem, and you're moving it over to mehapar yekablan. Says the Gemara Gufa Mavida Marav, Hashoichei Tzorich sheyekabel is kol domo yishol pal. You have to accept the entire blood of the pal. Says the Gemara, that pasuk is not talking about the Kabbalah, it's talking about the Shvicha. For b'shirai muksiv. That pasuk is kol adam, it's talking about yishpoch. It says it's kol adam yishpoch. It's not talking about the Kabbalah. It means in the Shirayim. By Shirayim, it can't be going on the Shirayim. Because Shirayim, you're only spilling the leftover blood. You're not spilling the blood that was used for Zrika. The lesser Lekulidam. Because the Choshava part of the blood you used for Zrika. Tanei Winyan B'Kabbalah. That you have to be Makabal the blood. Okay. You have to be Makabal the blood. All the blood. Okay. You have to hold the socken upward and not allow the blood to run down upon the socken, because if you're going to hold the socken down, the blood is going to drip from the socken into the kais that you're being makabel the blood, and that'll be a problem. So this, the Tosfos asks over here, on this drasha of the Gemara, Tosfos asks, Koyrin v'dorshin. Vim Toymar, the Lamgad at the second line in Tosfos, Koyrin u'meisifin v'dorshin. Tosfos, Vim Toymar, Tepik leimin ha'atin adam sakin kol shekin sha'al ritzpo. If the blood on the knife is no good, so surely the blood on the ritzpah is no good. Because it was niskabel b'psul. So it's interesting. Toisus goes in two opposite directions. First he says, v'yesh loyma d'dil madam sakin gora tvei, mishum de niskabel b'psul. So he's saying that I need two psukim. I need one drasha to tell me that the dam sakin is no good. Right? Because that's worse. And even after I know that that's no good, maybe the dam ritzp is better. Why is Dama Sakin worse than the Ritzpah? What's Psul? And this we started talking about 2 weeks ago. It's a klishos. The Sakin itself is a klishos. Why is the Dam Sakin worse than the Dam Al Ritzpah? It's much better than the Dam Al Ritzpah. That's question number one. Question number two is that Tosfos goes down to the other extreme. Look what Tosfos says. First, he starts off that dam sakin is worse because it's neskabel b'psul, and then he says inami ilav time the goyin umaisifin v'dorshin havamine the midama pav v'loy dama pav v'davarach osel mute shalaritzpo havul the sakin shaper dome. Interesting. Goes the other direction. Tosfos says that if I just had one pasuk, this is a famous Mahalach and Chazal, Bozev, Limit Alzeh, that if you have one drosh, you'll use it for the smaller chiddush. So Tosfos is saying, if I wouldn't have the second drosh, then I would taka say that the Torah is only talking about the dam that's on the floor, but the dam that's on the socket is sharper dummy. So Tosfos is going in two opposite directions here. The first teretz he's saying is that dam asakin is worse. And even if the Torah would explicitly say that dam asakin is posel, I wouldn't know Dama Ritzpah is possible. Right? And then he says, Inami, second teretz, Mamish in the opposite direction, that I would, if I just had one pasuk, I would apply it, taka to the sakin and not to the floor. To the floor, not to the sakin, because the floor is worse. Mamish to him in a kotz al a kotz. The floor is worse, because the floor is a davar achar. The floor, you're not being makabel b'chlal, From a dover of Bekdusha, here being makabel the blood from the sakin and the neck. Both are good. The sakin and the neck are both good. The sakin and the par are both good. Be'etzem, the strange thing is that l'chore, the sakin, right, the sakin complements the dama par. Because the sakin is what gives Kedusha's dam. You know what I mean? That's what's very strange here, because Be'etzem, not only is the Sakin L'chor not an obstruction, the Sakin is Mekadosh Dedam.
But it's not a Kabbalah.
How much it's not a Kabbalah is better. Toys is trying to say it's a Kabbalah B'Psul. How much it's not a Kabbalah Zev is 100% right. It's not a clay kibble. If the Sakin was made out of wood, it wouldn't be Mekabel Tumah because it's not a clay kibble. And how much it's an obstruction that I have the blood running along the sakin is what's makadosh the dam. So the sakin should almost complement the Kabbalah. The Gemara says, Chlor and Soit the Daf Yudalit, that the sakin is makadosh the dam b'tzavar behem. The sakin actually facilitates the Kedushas Adam. So when you're spritzing the blood on the Mizbeach, technically, you're spritzing dam ha-sakin. Because the sakin is what made that blood, Roy, for Zrika. And now you're using the sakin as an obstruction, and you're saying, well, how much it's dama sakin, it's not just dama par, it's also dama sakin. I have a problem. And you should know that if you look here in Aviezri, Rav Shach, he actually schwitzes a lot on this. What's the problem with the dama sakin? How could it be worse? He asks, "V'chiyesh lanu pasuk shadam al asakin pasul?" Rav Shach asks Akasha. This is in Perek Dalet Ma'aseh Korbanos. Do we have a pasuk shadam shal asakin pasul? V'arei kol psule mishum shein ze kabbala. There's nothing wrong with it. That's his kasha. The Briskov also asked this kash. And it goes so far, because if you look even in the Gemara says, V'dam sakim b'mayim ha'kanechla. Now that you're telling me that you sort of keep the blood on the knife, you hold the knife upward so that the blood shouldn't spill into the kli. So what do you do with that blood? Well, what's the kasha? What do you do with the blood? Get rid of it. What? The Gemara says, B'mayim ha'kanech. Says the Gemara, M'rava b'sfas mizra k'dechsiv kipurei zahav. Right, so that's the Gemara. The Gemara says, you go and you rub it against the sides of the kli, so it doesn't go into the kli. Why is the Gemara asking, what do you do with the blood? That means, until now, the Gemara assumed that that blood goes into the kli shoras, that you makabel the blood. But now that you're telling me that the sheichet has to be magbiya sak and lamala, and make sure that that blood doesn't go into the kli, so now the Gemara says, so what does he do with that blood? What's the kasha? What does he do with the blood? So the Mikdash David, in our sugya, says, what's the Gemara's kasha? He uses a napkin. What's the Gemara's kasha? What do you do with the blood? It was a kasha. Zok to Mikdash David, he says, Hasakin Mekadish is Adam. He says, the sakin is what gives Kedusha to the blood. He says, and therefore the blood, even before it reaches the klisharas, has Kedusha from the sakin. He says, if that's the case, he says, can't just stop wipe it off. It's kedusha. So really, to me, the Mikdash David just emphasizes the kasha that we're asking. You understand? The Mikdash David is asking on our sugya, why is the Gemara all of a sudden bothered? What do you do with the blood? So he says the pshat is simple. The pshat is because since sakin is mekadesh as adam, since the sakin is mekadesh as adam. So therefore, till we got to this memra, we thought you let the blood of the sakin go into the klisharas. But now you tell me you're not allowed to do it. So now the Gemara says, so what do you do with the blood? You can't just throw it away. You have to rub it against the klisharas mibachutz. That's how you clean the knife. But this emphasizes the kasha that we're asking. So why is that blood puzzle? Why is the dam shal gabi sakin puzzle? And to the point that Tosu says there's a havamin, it's worse than the Dama Ritzpah.
Why is
the
more you use sakin lamayla, not sakin and stodden?
Huh?
Why do you want to say sakin and stodden? What does that begin in the mystery? Why is it sakin lamayla? Bochatuan, it's a little
bit of a. You don't have much of an option. You, the kli is under the neck,
no.
The sakin is by the neck. You can't change that around, right? If you're shechting. So now, the sakin, you can't put the sakin away from the neck. So when you say tzadim, I don't exactly know what you mean. Now the blood is, unless you push the knife upward, so the blood, whatever blood is on the knife, the blood on the knife is going to run wherever it's being pushed. So if you're going to go and lean it in that direction, it's going to the mizrach. So you have to lean it away from the mizrach. When we say lamala, Lamala means away from the Mizrach. That's all it means. Away from the Mizrach, so it doesn't drip down into the Mizrach. In whatever direction you're... So the bottom line is, but that dam is very chashuv, because sakin mekadesh is adam. So the Gemara says, but my mekanchai. And the Gemara gives you an etzah, where my mekanchai. You keep it very close to the klisha. You don't put it into the klisha. It's the size of the klisha. So what's the psul of that blood? And the blood is more psul. Then according to Tosfos' first teretz, the blood is more possible than the dam ha-mizrach. So,
When you do a shechita with the knife, as it's going through the artery, it's now touching the blood, and the blood is connected to the entire blood of the body. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, as you go,
so what's the problem?
So it's already touching all the blood, the knife.
What?
So it's already touching the blood.
That everybody's masking, by the way. On that, there's no machlokes. Everybody agrees that the blood that has contact with the knife is still kosher for zrika. On that, there's no shaila. Because otherwise, every shechita has that. It's only the blood that then, after it comes to contact with the wine, it sits with the blood, it sits on the knife. Not just comes to contact, like you're saying, all the blood comes to contact with the knife. But now it actually sits on the knife.
All of us touching the knife. Not...
No, now it sits on the knife. And now, from the knife, it's going to drip down onto the kli. That means any knife, any blood, that's all part of the system, and touch the knife, and simultaneously is going into the mizrak, that's kosher. There's no, it's not like noisin tam lefgam, that if it touched the knife, it's possible. It's that blood which is now sitting on the knife, right? Sitting on the knife, it has a place, it's sitting on the knife. That blood now can't go from there to the mizrak. Yeah, but the problem is, avir is not a problem in the Kabbalah. Yeah? Whenever there's a problem with Kabbalah, the neck itself, it's not a problem if the blood goes from one side of the neck to the other side of the neck. Not a problem with the Kabbalah. Right? The knife is all part of the process that's being mekadosh the blood. The question is, the knife, l'chayre, shouldn't be an obstruction, b'chlal. And if there's a gzeres hakosav that the knife is an obstruction, so surely the ritzpah should be an obstruction. But Toys is saying, fakat. Toys is saying that the havamin will be that the knife is worse. That's merafisit. Tama nefesh. Is the Dama Nefesh. The Dama Nefesh now sprayed on the knife, and from the knife it sprayed into the Mizrak. So that Dama is possible.
You want to say that the knife should be okay because the knife is helping dry the whole
knife? No. The Dama Nefesh, which got the Kedusha from the socket.
No, it didn't. The animal is opened up by the socket.
The Gemara says, "Dam mekadesh sakin mekadesh is adam shebetzaver behemen." The Gemara says that the blood in the neck of the animal, the dam nefesh that you're calling the dam nefesh, gets its kedusha from the knife. Like David was saying before, we don't look at it like the sakin only cut the veridin. We look at it like the sakin came into contact with all the blood. It's mekadesh all the blood for zrika. So that's the halacha. So that Dama Nefesh that you're talking about, how does it get its Kedusha? It gets its initial Kedusha from the socket. So it's strange that now that socket becomes an obstruction. Dama Pavalemi Dama socket. When the socket itself, and David, that's what I was saying, what you were saying before, precisely because all the blood in the body is connected to the knife, is how it works. How does the socket give Kedusha to all the blood? Because it's all connected. It's one system. The whole Dama Nefesh is one system. The Sakin cuts through it.
The Sakin releasing the Dama Kedusha. The Sakin has nothing to do with the Kedusha of the Dama.
You could write your own Mesichta. But Chazal say Dam Sakin Mekadesh as Adam Shebetzava Behem. You could write Sakin releases as Adam. You could do what you like. You're Bal Simcha now. You're Melech Peretz Geder. But I'm just saying, if we stick to the text, is that the Sakin is Mekadesh as Adam. You want to learn this Kedusha here that's penned up and the socket opens up the door and it comes out. I understand. I hear very much what you're saying. And that's cool for what the Migdash David is saying here. The Migdash David is saying the whole problem that the Gemara had was that you can't just take that blood. The Dam is Mekadosh, the socket. The socket is Mekadosh, the Dam. Anyway. Toysa seems to be saying in his first teretz that the sakin is worse than the ritzpah because it has a mailah, because it's a klisharis. He doesn't say it. I'm just telling you what seems to be. Because it's a klisharis, you could look at it like there was a kabbalah b'psul. Whereas the ritzpah, that's not a kabbalah b'chlal, right? Because it's the ritzpah. The sakin, what gives the sakin more of a miyuchas than the ritzpah? Why does Tosfos say the sakin is worse because it's a kibel b'psul? L'chayra, what Tosfos means is that because the sakin is a klisharas, so now the blood that goes onto the sakin Yet it's not a makabel. I mean, if the sakin was a kois, it would have been kabbalah sadam. So sakin has a mila and a chsaron. The mila is it's a klisharis. The chsaron is it's not royal kabbalah. L'chayr, what Tosis means is because the sakin has a mila, that it's a klisharis. That gives it a chsaron that it's a kabbalah b'psul. Now again, hoyalonu loymar l'chayr, we could say a svara that because it's not a clay kibble, it's not a kabbalah. Just like the avir is not a kabbalah, right? Just like the avir, the ear space in the middle is not a kabbalah because it's not containing. It's not to get clear for a moment. It's not a clay kibble because we're dealing with kabbalah. So in order for kabbalah, l'chayrut kabbalah means the blood is gathered together. That's what that's the taich, that it's this kabbal, right? That and that's why the ritzpah is better, because it was not niskabel. L'chayra Tosis would agree that if you were makadish the blood, if you were makabel the blood in a kli choyl, a real kli choyl, you took a kli choyl, you took a cup, a mug, and you were makabel the blood with kli choyl, that would be worse than a sak, because that would be a kabbalah b'psul. L'chayra what Tosis means is that by the ritzpah it's just nishpach, it's not niskabel. The ritzpah is not a clay kibble. So the ritzpah is just an obstruction. It's a hefsek. Tosis is saying that memela, I would think it's better than the knife. So I'm asking you, why don't we look at the knife also like not a clay kibble? It's not a clay kibble. Teretz says, l'chayr, what Tosis means is that since it's a klisharis, so that would make it a miyuchas more than the floor. Because otherwise, what's the difference? What does Tosis mean? That the knife is called a kabbalah b'psul, and the floor is not called a kabbalah b'psul. Why not? Why is the knife called a kabbalah? L'chayra, the chiluk is that it's a klisharis. L'chayra, that's what Tosis means. Right? B'pshut. Now.
Even if it's not a klisharis, it's a
kli.
It's something. The floor is not.
No, but I want to know, what does a kli do for you? This is a ritzpah. It's a ritzpah.
Kabbalah means, kabbalah by definition means a kli. No? That's what kabbalah means.
I wouldn't say so. If you had a crevice in the ground, and the blood got gathered over there, I would say that's a kabbalah. It's a kabbalah in the karka. You mean it's not a kabbalah tumah? Why a swimming pool is not a clay kibble? You don't call a swimming pool a clay kibble.
I don't know Hebrew well enough. I guess maybe kabbalah means.
I think it's what? It's not such a complicated word. I mean, I don't really hear such a chiluk. Anyway, okay, so I think we have to go back to our original shaila here, which is what is the problem of the kabbalah when it doesn't come from the neck? We're saying there's two ways to understand it. One way is that your chsaron is in the kabbalah, and the other way to understand is that the chsaron is not the kabbalah. The chsaron is in the dam itself. The dam became pos. That's the dam becomes pos. Now, We discussed in detail 2 weeks ago about the briskerov with Malika and Kmitza, and we had chilukim and halacha, if you remember, between Kmitza and Malika. At least our Rambam. Shlomo had a different Rambam, but the Rambam that we had. The Rambam that we had made a distinction between Kmitza and Kabbalah. That by Kabbalah, the Rambam didn't make the distinction that you could take a half a shear from here and a half a shear from here and combine it. Right, and by kmitza, the Rambam said that if you did kmitza half a here and this half and that kli, you could go then and put them together to make one complete kmitza. And the big question was, we had the briskerov and we had Reb Chaim. Big question was, how could you make a distinction between these two things, between kmitza and between kabbalah? So the mahalach that we began to go into, we really built it on a yesod from Rav Shach, was that it could very well be that Kabbalah is just stam. What's pshat in Avodah's Kabbalah? So the way we defined Avodah's Kabbalah is that it's the Gemara of the Shechita, if you remember. The Gemara of the Shechita, meaning, since the Shechita really is Shechita's Chulin, Be'etzem, the Shechita of Kachem and the Shechita of Chulin is the same. In fact, there's so much the same that some halachas even apply to it, meaning you could use a zohar for for shechita. In fact, you don't. They used to use the klisharas, but the halachas you don't need a klisharas. So even though they use the klisharas, the Gemara gives the case of shachar pekrei mishalkana. We use the Gemara in Chum. A guy who's tamei shechted from outside the base on Megdish with a kray mishalkana with a long stick, right? Because the mice, it's not an avoider like the rest of country. So Rav Shach Zatzal wanted to learn that the Kabbalah validates the Shechita. In other words, the Kabbalah makes that the Shechita is a Shechita. Shechita is Kachem. So in other words, without the Kabbalah is almost a way of validating Shechita's Kachem. And the big Mila that we had, according to where Rav Shach learned, was the whole Gemara later on Sadi Beis, has a havamina that by oif, there's no din of nishpach. The Gemara goes back and forth by oif if there's a din of nishpach. Why not? It's the same halach. What's the difference if it's coming out of the neck directly onto the mizbech? L'chor, if anything, by an oif it should be more chomer. Because by an oif it goes straight from the neck onto the mizbech. There's more direct contact. So the nishpach should be a bigger problem. In other words, the Lashonis that the Achronim used to explain the Gemara over there on Sadi Beis is that, because by Oif there's no Kli. Yeah, but that should make it worse. Because by Oif there's direct from the neck to the Mizbeach. So now if it spills, it should be worse. But according to Rav Shach's Yesod, it's actually better. Because by an Oif, the Malika is Malika's Kach. The Malika is only done through a Kayan. It's only kosher through a kohen. It would be possible to do that to a regular bird. It would be an avela, right? So Malika doesn't need the Kabbalah to validate it, that this is a Malika's kach. Itself translates itself, right? It self-identifies itself as Malika's kach. And that's why you don't need Memela. That's the shaila in the Gemara, that maybe Nishpach is different over there. Maybe the rules of Nishpach by Malika's oif potentially could be different. But I want to be aimed now on the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos by us. So in other words, that approach would just give us another reason why Nishpach is a problem. So we have two potential problems with Nishpach. One problem, Nishpach, is that the blood, once it goes somewhere else, is possible. Right? The blood becomes possible. And the other way to learn it is, it's not that the blood becomes, if the blood became possible, same halacha would apply to Malika. The blood went on the floor, it's possible. The other way to learn is that the there can't be a hefsek between the shechita and the Kabbalah, because then the shechita becomes mechusar, the validation of Kabbalah. Kabbalah is the thing that makes the shechita into shechita's kachur. But I want to read you a Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos. If the Olam has some time on your own, if you can go through this Rambam, I'm just going to read you the Nekuda. It seems that the Rambam feels that Ko Adam and Nishpach is all connected here. Now, it's our Gemara brings two dinim. One din is that Nishpach is possible. And the other din is Ko Adam, which, by the way, according to the way Rav Shach is learning, it's also the Taras HaKodesh question is answered. The Taras HaKodesh asks, why do I need the Torah to be Memayit, that you don't have to be Mekabel, Dama Tamsis and Dama Or? Right? Can't use it for Zrika anyway, right? But Lefi Rav Shach's understanding, you could say that that's answered as well. Because when in a Hanami, if the whole purpose of Kabbalah is going forward, then we have to look, what do we use for Zrika? Anything that the Torah already disqualified for Zrika, there's no reason to Kabbalah. Kabbalah is just B leading to C, right? But if Kabbalah validates A, so it could be you need Kol Adam. In other words, the after Makabel everything. I'm validating the Shechita. The whole Kasha, the Taras HaKodesh, is built on, if you learn that the whole Kabbalah is part of the train. Shechita, Kabbalah, the Kabbalah's Machshir Zrike. Just like Shechita's Machshir Kabbalah, Kabbalah's Machshir Zrike, and you go on the train. So Memela, it's a domino. In fact, the Taras HaKodesh, if the Torah already pulled out Dama Tamsis and Dama Or from Zrik, so I don't need to pull it out of Kabbalah. But according to Rav Shach, no. The fact that the Torah pulled out the domino forward doesn't change it from the fact that it's validating the shechita. So it's a very good hamamina that you should have to makabel them. But look at the Rambam. The Rambam comes, he says like this. I'll just read you the part that's critical to us. This is in the Pirush Mishnayos by us. So the Rambam, Nishpach al haritzpah v'asofoi posel. Rotzoloimar, he's explaining the Mishnah. Rotzoloimar, what does the Tana mean? Im shosas mitzavur hazevach al oretz, it's posel. He says, why? Mimnei shetzivu Hashem shetehei kabolos hadam mitzavur hazevach. It should be from the neck. Shenemar, and he brings the posel. The ein rotzoloimar mikzas hadam. Very, very strange. What is the Rambam bringing the din of Kol Adam to Nishpach? The Rambam, in explaining our Mishnah, he brings the other halacha that when a person is mekabel the blood, he has to be mekabel all the blood. What does that have to do with Nishpach? That's a separate halacha. Nishpach is possible not because of Kol Adam. Mishpach is possible because it wasn't accepted from the neck of the animal, like he just said. Now he goes on to say that even the blood that spills on the ground, when it says it means all the blood. But the blood that spilled on the ground, you don't have to be makabel. That's what he's saying here. That's a whole separate halacha. So it sounds like from the Rambam that Kol Adam and Dam Me'apar are all one chibur. Now, if you look in the Pirush Mishnayos La Rambam, if I could ask the Olam to look this up for next week. Psulei Mukdashim, Perik Aleph Halacha Vav. If you could look there in the Rambam and the Noisa Kelim, the Rambam says here as follows: Perik Aleph Halacha Vav, Nishpach Miktsas Adam Mitzavo Beim Alorot Foloy Asofoi. Huh? Nishpach Miktsas Adam Mitzavo Beim Alorot Foloy Asofoi. The Kibel Miktsas Mitzavo Rabeim Harezer Kosha. ובלבד שיהיה זה אדם שנסקבל דם הנפש, לא ידם הטעם, זה לא ידם האור. Again, the Rambam is mixing in the fact that the blood that spilled on the floor, you're not makabel, together with the halacha that you're not allowed to be makabel, that the dam hapah has to be kol adam, and only from the neck of the behemoth. Somehow these two go together. L'chori, these are two separate halachas. There's one halacha you have to be mekabel is kol adam. There's another halacha has to be midam apam. These are two different halachas. They don't relate to each other. Not only they don't relate to each other, one is ma'akev and one's not ma'akev. That means, what happens if you're not mekabel all the blood? It's kosher. What happens if part of the dam ha'nefesh spills on the floor? You mevatel the pasuk of kol adam. You still could be mekayim zrika. With the leftover blood that's in the neck. Let's say a gallon of dam ha'nefesh comes out of the behemoth. Half a gallon fell on the floor. And you only mekabel a half a gallon. That's kosher. Because the halacha of midam ha'par and kol adam are two different halachas. So if that's the case, why is the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos and Rambam Mishnah Torah putting them together? They're really, not only that they don't go together, they're really asterisk in their conclusion. The kol adam is not ma'akev, and the midam ha'par is your ma'akev. You have to know why it's talking. Not ma'akev kol adam, but kol adam is not ma'akev. It could be even most of the blood spilled on the floor, but you makabel shir hazor in the kli. So you weren't allowed to do that. You had a chiyuv to be makabel the whole dam ha'nefesh, but that loch is it's still kosher. The zrik is kosher. So L'chore has no shaykhis. These two halachas have no shaykhis. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos by us and in the Mishnah Torah puts them together. Is there anything else I would want to see? I think that's sufficient. Basically, the Pirush Mishnayos and our Mishnah and this Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah and this Rambam. Okay, we'll stop. Thank you, thank you. You do mazel tov, mazel tov.